Baruch Hashem, we're able to be back in the Beit Medrash to see the beautiful faces of the Chushavayim coming to utilize the time that they get off to show the Avayim. This is what we would have wanted to do every single day. The topic as well happens to be a very interesting topic. I'm not going to get into the Nursim. We're leaving that the Rewanya, which is not a guest to Chicago. The Urban feels at home with him, and I hope he feels at home here. Just mention one part as the Indian of Habulah and Niglis HaTayrah. They say over, I think it was the Talmud of Ripsleim Kalina, the Lechavitch, that once Ripsleim Kalina said, if you would want, I'd be able to be Megala to you, Givaldig Yisoidis, and deep in Yoni Kabbalah, to which the Lechavitch said, I want one thing, and that is Kabbalah's Ol Malach Hashemayim. So, speaking about the Pnimiyas HaTorah, Niglis HaTorah, the Ikke is that everything should bring us to true Kabbalah of Malach Hashemayim. It could be sometimes that through Pnimiyas HaTorah there becomes a stronger and a deeper connection and feeling towards the Ribono Shel Olam, the deep feelings which is called Sifrei Torah, which is the deep inner feelings of a Yid that really are Yitzaneinu Lassus Yitzoyncha. And therefore, Taker, as it's becoming closer to the Gula Shleime, the Svarim explained that there's going to be a Rivi of Chachma and as well a Gili of Pnimiyas HaTorah. So the Ribono Shel Olam, we should be able to have the true Kabbalah of Malach Hashemayim. We'd like to thank Rabbi Weinreb for taking off today from his kehillah in Cincinnati. I'm sure they're not so happy about that, but they enjoy him wherever he is, in the Emes. And the Shem Shemai Messiah Bar Yudai that we always feel whenever we come in contact with him, we greatly appreciate his theater coming here to share in this interesting topic.
Good morning, Mr. Rod. Trustee Bachov. As the Rod said, it's not a tip of the come. It's a tremendous source to be here. Incredible source. Beautiful to see old friends come back to Chicago. Feel that I and my mishpacha grew up in Chicago. As much as we really grew up in New York, and then raised from New York and came to Chicago. The truth is that decision was confirmed this morning, sitting on the airport, and a fellow walks over looking for Terminal 5. And he says, "Do I know what Terminal 5 is?" I said, "No, I'm sorry, not from here." The woman sat next to me and said, "Do you know what Terminal 5 is?" She says, "No, I'm from New York, I know nothing." So it was confirmed. So I want to express my appreciation to all those who called before the shir and were worried that perhaps the Rabbanit doesn't pay enough. Have to go into the world of Kabbalah and Kabbalah Kol. Appreciate the concern. The truth is that last night, I'm checking in to come to Chicago. Something happened for the first time, never happened before. I think it's supposed to be this year, maybe. I'm going to check in, so you know all the options of all the seats available. $16 for this seat and $32 for that seat. I'm still waiting for them to have a no mask seat option. How much you have to pay for that? And all the seats were open. I was trying to figure out, like, I never had that before, all the seats were open. I said, okay, let me try it for the first time. And I tried and it worked. And somehow I flew class, first class this morning. I have no idea how. But I must be yours first. Somehow I did. I booked a ticket. I wasn't first class. And must be the first of this year. So good things are happening. Truth is, this year is many years in the making. A number of years ago, I started making a list of all the places that the Mishabura particularly quotes areas of Kabbalah. Zariah and Arizal, there's numerous, numerous places. Sitting in front of a Baraka, I feel like I'm designed to talk in front of your Baraka. Maybe we're going to switch places and she can share. It's very difficult, I'm telling you. You make me very nervous and I'm sorry. I don't want to ask you to please, but that's what I'm busy today. Just very intimidating. Baraka is a Kubal and Hamasafa Mufri. And speak in front of them on any topic, so this one is very intimidating. So I was making a list of all the places in Shabura and other places that discussed the areas of Kabbalah, and it's fascinating how many different areas there are and where in Shabura in particular other places can choose to bring in areas of Kabbalah, the Mahadra itself. And the Pesh Ruiz, in preparation for Shir Giving, sure, decided to research the topic a little bit. We looked at some of those places. And then when Moshe got called and to give the share, I said, beautiful, two to the price of one. Can't get better than that. So I want to go through the island together. A little bit of the background, a little bit of the background of how halakha evolved over the centuries. And then a number of different places we'll try to get into, which are practical. Chabor and Shakamar, Fourth Mishnah Brura, more than halakha and contemporary sources, we deal with how the world of Kabbalah. I'm sorry, the source sheet is not so clear. I did this last night very late. My printer wasn't that great. So, hopefully you'll forgive me. I want to begin really from the first place where the world of halakha started happening. And we all know that everything is based in Teresh Shabbat Peh, and the Gemara. And as we're familiar with the two streams of Bavli and Yerushalmi, the world of Eretz Teres, Eretz Yisrael, the world of Teres Bavli. And I came across in this topic a riff, it's a riff at the end of the interview, and then it brought something fascinating. And talking about how do we know when we pass from like? As we're familiar with, in almost all places, the halakha follows the Bavli. And that's much of Shulchan Aruch is built on Bavli, here and there, as mentioned in Yerushalmi. And the Rebbe explains why is it that halakha follows the Bavli. What's unique about the Bavli, you think, in some ways, Tobias Eretz Yisrael, Aviva Eretz Yisrael Machkin. And the Mike halakha follows, come out of those places, particularly Machlek, the Bavli, and Yerushalmi follows the Bavli. And the Rebbe writes at the end of the Rebbe, the first quarter of the first source. So they have Mechleket to where he was out at the end. Shalom Paskin. And the Rebbe uses the Lashon that all of all the Eretz Yisrael, all the terror of Eretz Yisrael, was known to the Chachmei Bavli. They were familiar with it. And it's therefore in Bavel, when they went through and came to Halakha, and the din of Basra was Basra. The whole concept of a Basra is that the Basra knows everything that took place, that was worked through it, and come out with this sacrifice. That's the lesson that the Bridge says. The Marvin, the Rabba, thinking that they know. The Gemara, the Kimmel, and the Hang Emerald, and the Rabbis, that they knew the territory of Israel, and they passed it out their way. So then, in Akhenaten, Allah wouldn't follow the Bible. But since the Bible they knew the territory of Israel, so passed it out their way, it's in the Bible. So that's the first slab, the first step in Allah. Like the Bible and Yishami, you follow the Bible. But then it continues. In Bible itself, the very rule that we're all familiar with, that when it comes to Tanoim, Amoroim, We're all kids arguing with somebody. So firstly, where did it all come from? What's it based on? According to the Kesha Mishnah, in the beginning of the Bible, it says something fascinating. I always thought, because the later, now the truth is, that being later, as we just said for the Bible and Mishnah, we said maybe the opposite. If they're later, they're right, perhaps. The Chayot is still in the Paskin. But why is it, across the board, we assume that we're going to argue into the And because the Mishnah is the Kasha. Going on the Rambam says there's an ability for Bezdin of that day to be the Paskin. We've seen that a Bezdin of a Yom HaNaim could pass them, even if he can't build what he's needed. Because we should discuss the famous sugya of when a Bezdin go against an only Bezdin at the beginning of the Mishnah. Then he has the Kasha. It's quoted in source 2. This term of Cain, am I late to you, have a rose and a rose? Why can't it be that I'm wrong to ask them to learn? If there's a concept of the Bezdin, which is to up to date, has the ability to even go against sometimes the earlier Bezdin, so why not? I'm right. Against Hanoi. Because this is very disgusting, isn't it? The extra wayna. Shinyem Khatima Samishna Kimu Vikimu Shadiris Akurim with Akoko Ishim. The Khan also Gamma Khatima Satalman Shinyem Shinidna Wahit and Rashus Shaboy the Master. Because the Mishnah says there was a Kabbalah. The Umma Kabbalah. The Chokmeh Adiris decided at the end of Chassimus HaMishnah and Chassimus HaTalmud the same thing, that at this point there's an end. And later there is can't argue. And it can't have long as they differ. Which itself is the next stage of a halakhic about. So Babylon became a kubal of Yerushalmi. And again, the Chassimus HaTalmud, there was an acceptance among the Chokmei Adiris at that time, he can't argue it. And therefore, later on, there's no ability to have a place like this. Tanoyim, Amorayim, etc. So at least until this stage, we have Babli, we have Yerushalmi, we have the Chassimus of first of Mishnayis, and then of Gemara, of Chassimus of Talmud. And it seems to whatever is the Kumbal in Gemara, becomes the binding of Allah. What happens after that gets somewhat confusing and really difficult. How all the vowels beyond that. The Beis himself, which is quoted in source 4, which is the vowels of an earth, gives a whole list of all the Rishonim that Beis Yosef is based on. A long list, that 6 lines of all the Rishonim. And the last words that they say to Christ, Ubeitat Mikremui Amaria Zayah. And in certain places, and I even have the places, I brought in things that are mentioned in Zayah, Mishun Bayah. And the Beitat, obviously, with his Chachmah, the Seder, had a Zayah the Shmaya, and the ability to understand and to know we're going to bring in. Chokhmah is a Kabbalah, word is Zayar, and when that starts to become his existence. Now, what's fascinating is that in the source 3, first of Chazanish, which is in the Shrias, Chazanish talks about all of this going down to Zayaris, and I'll play that one along. And he says, first, it really was a Rambam. That was Bukumo as the place it after the Kali Yisrael. And then he says, but that evolved. The after it became Beis Yosef wrote his Sefer, first the Beis Yosef, and then the Shulchan Aruch. That went against the Rambam in many places. And Kali Yisrael accepted the Shulchan Aruch as the place.
But that hasn't changed. It's the Akash of an earth. There are many places to look at Akash of an earth. Shas, the Goyim, I'm not going to wrong. Numerous places of the islands of an earth. Also became the ability to be the cattle, a different sack than the next day. And so they continued on. Megash of an earth. Maybe you and others. The evolving stages of halacha really never end. And the Chazal are telling us that doiros, as the generations go on, this process is still evolving. Which tells us that there was a chesimah in the moment, and that there's no ability to argue upon. But how it plays out on halacha? There was layers and layers that came to all the doiros, the Rambam, and the Yisaisim, and the Shulchan Aruch, and the Magen and the Shach, and the Taz. Down to today, the Shbura, and Rav Moshe, and all the places that we have today. And as the Rambam of Balos is really somewhat up to the doiros. Each generation of Pesach and doiros really define Pesach Halach. It's Baruch Hashem, why we can have the Dei Rabbanim in every door. That gives us the ability to understand. So how do we pronounce this today? Yes, I'll take it. So tomorrow, I'm going to shock. What am I going to run? We're going. How does that love follow? It's like it's a Shabruah and the Bishop Bankton. So where do we go? We're not just going to have one. Each door has to run and to give us the guiding light. Help us know how to pass the light. But in this area, particularly when the world of Zayah and Kabbalah comes in, things are a little more murky. How halacha evolves. According to this verse 5, the famous Shabura that many are familiar with in this clone. And when you have the world of Kabbalah, which seems to differ with the world of halacha with Shas, the Shabura according to the Rambam earlier, Baylor, he says, the claw of the way Shmuel and Tzimut Lafay talking about the logic of tefillin and the bracha and saying it's standing and sitting comes out of the claw. There are five rules which Shmuel writes, and we try to see how they play out to some extent practically. First rule he says, Koldov is the Balei Kabbalah Vazer Cholkim on the Gemara Vapeskin Halat Hashem Gemara Vapeskin. So first rule is, there's machlokes between the Gemara and the world of Kabbalah, the world of Shas, is with Allah the Talos. Rule number one, the Yeshua writes. Rule number two, Miyu, about the Kabbalah, Machmir, in Lach, the Kabbalah, the Tanki. When there's a Chumra which is born of Kabbalah, Yeshua has it. Yeshua has it, saying that there's a Machmir to be Machmir. Be sure to like the Baal Kabbalah. Third rule, he says, if it's not mentioned in the Gemara of Ba'isim, Allah is not mentioned in all the emails mentioned in Kabbalah, we can't enter the agreement of Allah of liturgy. Since it's not mentioned at all in the contemporary world of Allah that we know with Shas and Ba'isim, it seems like even at the level of Chumrah, we can't bring that down as something which is required, or even grasp the level of Chumrah. Not found in contemporary halakhic sources that we're familiar with Shas and Ba'isim. Fourth, he says, when it's not Muskir, the Hebat of Shas, it's a concept which is mentioned in the Gemara, mentioned in the Chazal, but it's something which is not necessarily, where that is one way, and there's a halakhic in the Kabbalah which is not Mufurish Negadat of Shas, then we can go after the Kabbalah, as long as it's not explicitly connected that way in Shas. And the fifth thing he says is the truth that being a Peskin didn't become only after you. The Chaik is the Peskin. How did Paskin didn't become only after you? These five rules are very difficult rules to apply practically. Baruch Hashem, they have been daily abundant. We know how to use these rules and apply them and use them in a practical way. But they're difficult. How do we apply them? To make it one step more challenging, it's not the Rosh Hashanah, not the Mechadish of this Mahalach. A Rosh Hashanah might be as a Kabbalah. Yes, so they have to do it before the Gemara. It can't be that the Zayin and the Gemara argue, even though the Kassadurim seem to say that with the Machlokes, Shas, and Kabbalah, we go with the Mahalach of the Shas and Briskin. A Rosh Hashanah says that the Kabbalah can't be a Machlokes. Lack of understanding or discernment. Can't be enough. This is really famous in the Goyim. Very much all of this Mahalach trying to understand all the places where it seems to be Machlokes between Shas and the Zohar, the Ashes then. So according to Rav Hashulchan, the whole first klal doesn't even apply. There is no Machlokes for understanding what the evidence is, what how they really agree. And one last step, just in terms of this level of kol before you get to the Lamaisa. The tshuva from Ramesh Tepaisi that's down there, Ramesh Tepaisi, I can recall it. Ramesh Tepaisi, the Shabura Haskins, the verse is up the whole night. The shayla of different brothers that we say or don't say, as we just had shuva this morning. What kind of shama, Ramesh Tepaisi, and the shayla is the Ramesh Tepaisi. The Mishmur says, not to make his brachas for granted, I said, so much to you, as we all did through this morning. So ask the Shoyal of it. The Mishmur says, to make brachas. And the Mishmur writes, they call Mokim Shesh Machlekes, HaKabbalah Yachriya. That there's a Machlekes between the Priskim, Kabbalah Yachriya. So why isn't our Rizal a Achra and the Psach between the Shoyal between? So they're risking when he says these brothers. We'll bring up the whole night. And Rav Moshe writes, you say that when the person says, Dibbe Kabbalah Yachriya, it refers specifically to the Zohar. Zohar specifically. But the Ariza, as much as Ariza was steeped in the world of Kabbalah, Rav Moshe said that treated are a similar level to other persons. So now we have Rav Moshe Kalanitz teaching us that even in Divrei Kabbalah Yachriya, Hashem, which Divrei Kabbalah? Zohar versus Ariza. Fascinating world. And we can really spend hours and hours, and the Shia is really a concise version of a much longer Shia from the Shua Sinai. And those who want to stay for hours afterwards, we can talk about this step itself, which was deserving of much more discussion of how the evolving practice of halacha took place, and how the klal and kol are all nicely. Just give a little of the background. Finally, Yerushalmi, where Shas fits in, Hamaroyim fit in, where the Zohar fits in, where Machlokes, who the Divrei Kabbalah are that have a right to be Machriya, a little bit of the background. I want to use the rest of the time that we have to discuss some practical things which are relevant to most of us on a daily basis. There were some examples mentioned on the story that was printed. I apologize that since that song was printed, we're going through this sugya more and change a lot of them. So again, those who want to discuss the other things I'm not going to mention today, come to me afterwards, we can talk about them. I want to go through some of the things which I think are very practical. And by the first place, where the Divrei Kabbalah is mentioned, I believe it's the first place mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, is the Tilos Adayim. We're all familiar with Tilos Adayim and washing in the morning. And there are actually three reasons that we're all familiar with why we wash our hands in the morning. The Rosh, the Rajba, which are the Desi Rishonim, gave us much more practical reasons. He has done the Maskaniya things as the Rosh, and some hands will ground during the night. The Rajba is the idea that a person starting a new day of Avodah Zarah, the Kohen, the Beis HaMikdash. Those are the first two reasons for it. And then, the Shulchan Aruch claims really based on the Gemara, the idea of Ruach Ruach, this evil spirit, which is relevant to one's hand. And the Zarek people will definitely use the concept of Tumah, similar concept, Tumah Ruach Ruach. Just a little bit of understanding what that means. Not that we have any ability, so the I don't have the ability to understand what Ruach Ruach is,
what tumah is on one's hands and why on one's hands. But the Torah has brought down that the idea of tumah and brachot, which goes somewhat hand in hand, or whenever there's a loss of potential, there's a vacuum that's created. And the vacuum is filled with tumah. The highest example of that is a person. A person's avia lisa tumah, a person has lost in this world. Amazing, the highest level of tumah. Because the person has incredible potential. We all have incredible potential. And when that potential is lost, the person passes on from this world, there's a vacuum that's created which is filled with tumah. And at some level, that happens every night a person goes to sleep. While we're sleeping, we don't have the ability to do mitzvahs. Some of that in the same way as moreover when we're awake. And therefore, there's a rah, tumah which fills and comes inside of the person. Why particularly to the hands? Simply the understanding is that the hands are the place we do most of our actions with, and I can't do any mitzvahs while I'm sleeping. So on the hands is the place of avodah, the place of asiyah. And when it's pulled out, that ability when a person is sleeping, that vacuum is created, therefore it is filled with the ruach of tumah and the ruach of tumah. And we're familiar with the Mishnah Berurah, according to the Zohar, about the chomer, how stringent this ruach roh is. And basically now that we come to Shanayim, the last thing we want is to fail on the first Siman of Shulchan Aruch. This is more the first Siman of Shulchan Aruch, the Siman Aleph, this is concept is brought. According to Shabur Zoshin, the person wakes up from his sleep, no longer going back to sleep. The question is, where is Alba Amos to do this night? The shortest night, go before Amos, that's the other night. The third, what is the third of the day? The Zayah Kaddish Ma'am, what have we said? One should have already. What should have Chayim Nisa? The Zayah brings someone who leaves us for our part in his hand. Shem Wa Ta'al Amis. Kiyo Mashal Atzim Ruach Atzim. Being on himself on the person who runs the temple which came as a result of sleeping. And this is something which many people have gone through different stages of washing by the bed and not washing by the bed. Some people take till they got married and they step into it enough times and splash their wife that they finally stop doing so. Sometimes it's different abilities to do so, just sort of an advertisement for a new. Goes to dying and does it still. She's like, how do you do that? I think it's advertised now. If you want to do that, I came to Chicago to try to find it. I think a local store doesn't have it. Maybe they have it there. But really, the question is from a very practical perspective, the Shabura certainly seems to say from the Zohar the tremendous thing. It mentions at the end a possibility. Perhaps within the same room, the shadows in the same room, in the same home, could be this world to be made of. But it's only from there, Shavuot was talks about the chimer. Doesn't even quote the lashon chayim nisa. It sounds like it was what he says. Hirkat alzad moed was very much something I was curious about. I'm wondering about. It certainly seems that lashon chayim nisa was not to be makbid. To wash by the bed. To wash the fields of Zion without walking with Dalai Lamas. So one reason, like Mishabura said, perhaps because it was in the same room or the same house, then he learned Mishabura. I came across a footnote of Isha Yisrael. Quote from the Zion, what about Zatal? A Kabbalah that they have in Shaykh Ligoni. Incredible. Understanding into the mystical world or a little bit of a peak. So the Zalman said from the Goyim, the Lacha is very good, Graf Modesti, which is the famous Gerzat Abram and Abram, which is just Gerzat, which is on Shuas. When that took place, Nechreshes Ruach HaTumah Shal Shachris,
That kin system that it created
somehow weakened the ruach of tumah, which is relevant in the morning,
relevant to one hour of the linen, dalas, amish, linen, tilum. As far as walking, 4 hours out of the field tonight.
To understand such a thing is way above my pay grade. The guy developed that. The guy was alive then and was aware of everything that was taking place. Had the ability to understand what was taking place in Shemayim, and the Kiddush Hashem that was created somehow changed reality for all future days. And the weak and the very of the says the guy, needs to be used that often. Now the Mishkur obviously didn't go with this, they didn't mention it. According to Zayar, at least perhaps somewhat of a yeshiva of understanding of perhaps the Midrash Rabbah of not being so mocked, but there was a change in the reality. Change in the Ruach HaTumah. And to me, this came a little bit insight into what's going on. And how little we understand, certainly I understand, about the world of Teres HaMisra. And of those who were tapped into Teres HaMisra, the ability to understand and see things and know things and understand things, that will never have the ability to understand. There was five insights to the journey from the Zalman to understand. That's the first theory. Suddenly, the Shabur is talking about the importance of doing so and one has the ability to do so. So it sounds like there's something in you. But the Midrash Rabbah seems to be somewhat not that way. Perhaps based on the Sushma Zalman. The second thing I want to focus on, which is somewhat of a mystery to me, is the Mechaber in Tzimur Chafei talks about the concept of leaving one's house, already wearing talis and tefillin, or minimally walking to shul with talis and tefillin. Those are two different stages we'll see in a moment. Brought down from the Zayar, Boron Shofarov, the Mechaber. The Mechaber says the importance of leaving one's house, donned in talis and tefillin. Mishabura ben Allah, according to the source 10, because the Zayar is in Gadol, and he says, the Nidash, the Yelazar, the Lorizum, to nothing. Very often, a person goes outside the house and in the street. That is somewhat dirty and proper and clean to walk through the streets, palace and film. So he says if someone can't go leave their house with palace and film, at least you need to have a husband of consensus. We're going to put them on in the opening, the entrance to the shul, before you walk into the shul. And the action is the basis of the concept of the greater of the other. That doesn't work either, so then put them at home, try to cover them. So the Mechaber is telling us, again, based on the Zohar and this context, it sounds like the effect that one has on their home by leaving the house and house and filling the Kedusha that one's added to the home is incredible. But if you can't do that, at least destroy it one step. After then, walk into the shul where you have talis and tefillin. You're entering the shul already, mukhtar it, talis and tefillin. Most shuls have a place that you can find. Sometimes it's in the hall and a chair, but usually it's a place you can find to put talis and tefillin. And again, for some reason, this is not so popular. Maybe it's somewhat hard to do. It is sometimes challenging to find a place. But the nice is Rosh Hashanah, both from the Zayin and the Zayin, is what? And there's no real obvious in this. It's not a Shiloh. The place can be saying, no, there's no such thing. The Mishmur Torah is a cloud. It's something which is brought in Shiloh. comes from the Zohar, the Chumrah from the Divrei Kabbalah, Yishlachim. So certainly when someone wants to add Kedusha to their day, and Kedusha to their Shiva, and dive in a different way, and just walking into the Shul house and so on seems to be an incredible way of doing so. It's not fair because rabbis have an office in the shul. So it's always very easy. It's easy for someone's office in the shul to talk. Because you can do so easily. But Malaysia, almost every shul has some place and some way to do so, and a place to be able to put on talis and tefillin. Interesting that the Mechaber and the Tzadi, also according to a Zohar, the idea of being Masar Rishayim, being the first head of the shul, which is a challenge, but something which everyone has the ability to do. Another way of upgrading tefillah, upgrading our entrance to the shul, being the first Masar Rishayim. We should really discuss it over there, look at the source, but sometimes they challenge between those two halachas. The Rizal seems to challenge which one takes precedence. Because sometimes you come early to show on two, it's the talis and tefillin. So to come into the shul without talis and tefillin, if you want to serve your shayin, would be accomplishing a serve your shayin, but not coming with talis and tefillin. Now, the Shmura actually says in that case, if someone came to shul and couldn't put on talis and tefillin because it was too early, why not die? For that, we go back on Atari, put talis and tefillin on, and then come back in. Again, still accomplishing this idea of walking with talis and tefillin. The Shmura writes that the Rizal didn't come for Asar Rishayim because of this challenge. Because he wasn't able to come in a thousand until he came too early. It sounds like the Rizal holds that if you have to go back out, you're not cool from a service end, which means you come in early and not ready to dive in, so you're still going out to put a thousand film on, you're not considered from a service end. But for most of us, something necessarily poses a challenge, trying to do both, be a service end and the thousand so on forth, and so on, much of the year. And these are two great big concepts, born both of Shacharot and the Zohar. They give one the ability to upgrade their tefillah, change one's davening exponentially. Walking the thousand and so on, they get from a Saravishan. Now, certainly one should be encouraged to do so as much as possible. So we have Kilos Adayim, our first discussion. Second and third revolving around walking into shul, talis and tefillin. Asar Rishayim. The fourth place, which and dear brought from Baalei Kabbalah, brought in the Shigura. Something which relevant every Monday, Thursday, Shabbos. Morning, Shabbos, afternoon. During HaKoa Tazir. The Ramban, by the Orers, Orers Shilach, of the Siri, of Tera, of Zeus. The Bible writes on Tera, of HaKoa, that one of the things Tera is teaching us is the requirement when one does HaKoa. Pick up the Siri, Tera, make sure everyone sees it, turn around, which as we do, make sure the entire shul is able to do the Sefer Torah. Mishmur takes it one step further. One step further. Victoria says Mishmur, according to Source 13. Victoria Shira Atheist actually offers the question. Besides the idea of showing the Ksad, which we do, we turn around, the person does not have to show us the entire Sefer. That's one level. Everyone can see it from where they're sitting. Shmur says, Toyiv.
to actually see the letters close enough so you can actually read them. Kikasabu kabalam shai tezeh nishak or godol alam. Now, again, I have no idea what this or godol is. I can't describe it to you. But the Baal HaKabbalah tells us that this or godol ala adam sounds like a worthwhile endeavor. And it means that taking a little bit of a few steps forward sometimes and we're sitting in the shul, to go closer to the bima where this hagra is taking place, close enough to actually be able to read the words. To get better eyesight, probably easier, worse eyesight, probably harder. But or God, again, the Shmur doesn't quote every different Kabbalah. Cherry picks, we do, and we're not. And these are the ones the Shmur felt was important tonight. Shmur is, in many ways, the prince of Apple and Kali, so. And telling us, we are something the word world to focus on. Is this required? No, totally. It's good, it's fine. Worthwhile endeavor. That's the fourth place. Fifth place. This is something that is relevant all the time, and there's a lot of confusion. But how this plays out, so from a halachic perspective. Machaber talks about the idea of salt. We're all familiar with salt, we have salt, we have icing. Now, most of us, I think, where we use salt is we have a salt shaker on the table, or a thing of salt, and we put some salt shaker on the table, and we dip the challah in before we give it out. When does that take place? Usually just on Shabbat. Now, when we look a little bit into the critters, in this halakha, we'll see it's not anything to do with Shabbat. It's not a path. It's relevant all the time whenever someone washes. And the way it's done also, I think, is a little bit of a confusion. Mechaber looks at the dying, brings the halakha of having salt. The main halakha of salt has nothing to do with dipping salt, dipping the bread in salt. The main halakha really was about adding salt to the bread. Why? Because their bread often lacked the salt or the spices, which gave it a salt flavor. And it was appropriate and proper when you're making the bracha, the salt, the bread should be in the way you want to eat it. That's what you want to do. Not to have it a little bit bland and then add the salt after the bracha. During the bracha, you should have the salt, you should have the bread, the best way possible. The Machaber says that's where he gave the bracha that the salt. To make the bread tasty. And during the bracha to have it in the tastiest form. However, Baruch Hashem, we have improved in our baking skills and the ability to produce bread that's going to taste delicious when it's baked. I'm not sure exactly what the issue was at those times. Someone knows history better than you can explain. It seems like it was a challenge to bake it fully the way they wanted to, but now we said, Machaber says, in Baruch Hashem, we have our bread which is tasty. Wonderful, delicious, and therefore the requirement of salt doesn't really apply. Because it's exactly as you want to eat it before it's even put into salt. The desert Allah will become like a mitzvah lahavi al-khal shalom nevah. There's still a mitzvah besides the idea of adding taste, adding flavor to the bread, it's another idea. Kashol tol devil of the zeach, ba'achil of the korban, Venera, thought of an appetite for love. We're all familiar with this concept. Shulchan ben mizbeach. All of us are mothers, feminists, get off the table. It came from this. Ramah. Ben mizbeach. Nachil is ben mizbeach. Our eating is somewhat similar to a carbon. And it won't come on as a result. Vomitin at that part is. Korah takes it that this protects the person from parnias, from punishments, from calamity. Takes it explains that when the yid is sitting
and waiting for Amitzi, just sitting there, he's almost without any mitzvahs, without anything going on, which is protecting him from the Sata. Says the Mishpur Cortez, who pressed Malah taking away. The Prince of Malah, which was coming from the source of Kabbalah, said, protects the person from Pranis. Now, this halakha having salt, based on this Ramah, has nothing to do with adding salt to the bread. It's having salt on the table. Having it be present on the table. Mitzvah Lahavi, I fall short on Melach. Good and Jesus, having salt here as a zecher, as a remembrance of this concept of Melach on the Kabbalah. Ramon makes no mention of using the salt, pouring the salt, putting the burden of the salt, having the salt there. I believe the first mention that he uses the salt based on the Ramon in Mishmura, which is quoting from the Kabbalah. The custom of Kabbalah lived for Prusa Tamekti Melach came upon him. It's the idea of dipping the salt, dipping the bread in the salt three times. Based on Kabbalistic ideas and Kabbalistic sources. Now it's a little bit funny because it seems that based on the Ramah itself, there's no need to use the salt. It's having the salt on the table. For some reason, people aren't so weird with halacha besides on Shabbos having salt on the table. It's relevant every time a person makes an amazing. Having salt on the table. But even more peculiar is that the idea of using the salt is not mentioned in Ramah. That's really points to Machado, points to the first idea of adding taste and flavor to the bread. As they're using the salt mentioned in the Shmur based on the Kabbalah, to dip it in three times. Why three? They said around. But the idea of using it three times. So it would seem that if one wants to use salt properly, it's relevant every time we use bread, A. And B, if we're dipping it in, the source needs to be based in the Kabbalah. Do it properly. Do it three times. Dipping in one time, which is often done, doesn't seem to be having a source in Halacha. Because there are lots of people that are using the salt at all. But talks about using the salt three times. So another place where, again, the Mishnah quotes the Kabbalah, teaches us how it should be done properly, based on the Kabbalistic world. Something else is relevant all the time. Time is going by quick. I'm trying to mention a few of the sources quickly. My Machrayim, which we're all familiar with, again, seemingly something relevant to Shabbos. Certainly not relevant only to Shabbos, as we're all familiar with. There's a lot of discussion in the place of exactly the way Michael Kramer plays out practically. We're all familiar with the idea of Malach Seves, of it was a strong salt that a person got in the hand that would cause damage. And using the Michael Kramer to take away the salt. And that doesn't seem to be relevant today, Pashtus. We don't have the smell of sameness, our soul doesn't seem to have that strength. And this is what the Machab already says, that this Isha and Hidigan literally dying on a seems to be that there are many who have the custom not to wash the Anachrim. And again, the Shabura, quoting among our Ramashim and Kabbalah, strengthens the requirement to wash my Anachrim, not based on all sameness, but based on Kabbalistic ideas which are accomplished before Mishnah Halacha. Halacha is Zor Mayim Achrayim and Kehir Mayim Arshali and Shoshleim and Kehir Mayim Arshali and Shoshleim and Kehir Mayim Arshali. And all these places go into the Mishmura's rule, which is so important for faith, that when the Baalim Baal and Mashmur is Shahash Kehir Mayim Arshali, the same ones required to, it's hard to say that. The Eishan Hashem Kameisim, one Shem Ashbar, is an encouragement from the Mishavura, from the Baalei Halacha, to be Mashbar. And it's not there, which is relevant all the time. tap into those worlds, the Kedusha that's created through that. Which is each one of these ways of enhancing our awareness of Hashem. The idea of having fish on Shabbos, through coexistence, has connection to the Sudas of Yasod. Fish that's going to be served at that Suda, which we'll certainly hope to be by, be invited to. So the concept of having fish on Shabbos is very much connected to that. So Salasha, which has leaders in the Zaya, Shiechel, dog, the dog, he knocks on the dog. Someone who eats dog, fish, the dog, and Baal Yom, which is seven, which is Shabbos, he knocks on the dog, and we say to the DNA again. Very sick, I mean, it's like Kabbalah and fish and Shabbos. Again, if they weren't required to, hard to say that. But Yisha has the question that Mishnah tells us, and so it's connected to these worlds of Soy, that the ability to do so in incredible ways every single day, every single Shabbos. Two more quick sources and places where this comes up. The reason I mentioned the Kalachai was very massive to sleep on Shabbos afternoon. Kamachayim could cause the Arizal to sleep 2 to 3 hours Shabbos afternoon. This became one of the typical Kabbalah was so cool. Incredible. People are not going to establish Adam Shir. I'm sure you know that Arizal, well, basically on Arizal, the worlds that are created and accomplished to sleep on Shabbos afternoon, quoted in Source 22 in Lashon HaShari Tshuva, quotes Arizal. Arizal Yashan days the Gimel Sholes for Shabbos. Sleep 2 to 3 hours for Shabbos. Quotes Kosham after the Brocha Shabbos and the kind and meaning Arizal. This wasn't just a 2020 issue. Rather than the kind, this became something which was very. When we eat day, the kind was Shabbos based on the race of the creation. Which probably shouldn't be the only thing that follows from Arizal. Something which. I'm not that anything unusual. It probably has a right to go and sleep 2 to 3 hours in Shabbos afternoon. But certainly, Gordon did break a ball off. The last thing is something which I found very interesting, something which has been somewhat of a struggle throughout Corona. And now that we're coming back, I think about it on others, and there's a lot of tumult about this discussion, that kissing is sacred too. Much time when he's in shul at all, and probably get back to shul, but I'm saying some of the parts. Someone told me the first time that he saw the kiss in the Torah, he wanted to go, and Mamash, like, me, be away from there, and like, what are you doing? Mamash, and Corona germs are all the Torah. So I just wanted to quote a lesson that I saw in Shul Zahmo with the Shlema. Shul Zahmo was asked that the Nalakh of Shul American, or David, that a person. But a coin, and how careful it has to be that a coin sometimes like when someone counts and put it on his mouth. And the Germans that have spread through that and is concerned about that. And certainly you cannot put it into your mouth because it's a transfer of the germs. So the shell is from the bottom, how does that apply to the kissing of the terrorists? It seems to be the same issue, but they said this is something which people put their mouth to. So the chayre, you should put your mouth to it, same with the coins. Be inappropriate to put it to you now. So Rambam responded that he hears, sounds like a fear comparison. Mikoma from Habini Ishloy Lokosh Mabon. My submitting developed not to be concerned for this issue. Didn't explain why. My understanding is that based on Makaris and Halacha, the Kachayim talks about the importance of the Hashivas and the Chavivas. The one gives the Torah, the kissing the Torah. And because they have that level of Hashivas and importance, certainly would apply the idea of Shem Mitzvah for either the Barah or the woman. It's protected from that. Any concern of the Torah happening, maybe certainly during the high time of pandemic, not going to be concerned as Chazal tell us, so that's Shukhi Rabin, Shukhi Zeker, and there's something which is more Shia. But certainly as Baruch Hashem, the pandemic has waned, the importance and the Hashivas of giving Sefer Torah its proper copy seems to be something which is certainly brought from Divrei Kabbalah, that we're trying to select it as. And how much more important that is. And each one of these things that one of these little tap into, we're tapping into the world of Kedusha. The world of Kedusha that we may not fully understand or understand at all. We can tap into those worlds and connect to those worlds. Not as a replacement has shown or basic halacha, but as an addition. Enhancing our witness Hashem and making it something which is that much more special. And I want to end off with something that the Rav Shlita alluded to. Is a piece of the Rav Kamenetsky, who is the day of the last generation, is all familiar with, not known as a Makubal in any way, said, any way, shape, or form, writes about three areas of our Advaita, which seems to have changed over somewhat recent history and certainly somewhat earlier history. And the first example he gives is Rosh Hashanah. There is no mention of Rosh Hashanah being in Hadin anywhere in the Torah. It's first in the Gala to us, Mishnayos. How is it over? This is the end Hadin. You would think the Torah would tell us about that. And the Yaakov Aitz was hidden to us. Particularly hidden. And he says, the reason why? Shem Chazal Yod of Hated, Shekhar Yitzhak Ma'amach. His Chazal understood and knew that the main point of Hashem is the Ma'amach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the source of Mela was, the source that comes as a result of the Imam of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come in Mela. The Nash of Yisrael Lishma, Mashu Yisrael Shleil Ba'am Kal Kras. It doesn't have to know about the game I think that's taking place because this way you can do it. Lishma, Imam of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ella. Shachoyim wrote the Adar 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 Chazal saw, they don't tell us what's going on this day, we won't treat the day properly. We won't be ma'amal HaKadosh Baruch Hu the way it was to be done. So they have to reveal to us, know what's going on in the 13 phases of Rosh Hashanah, to hear my din. It was revealed to us, finally. Another example is Hashanah Rabbah. Hashanah Rabbah is word in Sfarim as Chassimah Sadin. There was party in it, but not something which we find in contemporary earlier sources. Shachnarav, as I mentioned, certainly much in the world of Kabbalah, the world of Teres HaNister, but very little written about it. Something which we just start finding out about, almost like in just a recent days. The importance of the Shivas of the Shachnarav. And our Dr. Weiss again was hidden. It was hidden to the Hamoy Dam of Kali Yisrael. This is a different reason why. Since that Shri to Hamoy Dam is a special and he's there, Simcha Sachag. If we realize the pattern, Hashem and Rabbah might take away from Simcha Sachag. And not give us a proper appreciation of what Yatsu has to offer. Well, the thing is, the Shriko of Hamoy Dam of Kali Yisrael, the Hamoy Dam of Kali Yisrael, they decide to hide it from Kali. And he said it really was true for much of history until they realized that unfortunately it's not going to make much of a difference. Even after knowing Tien Adin, it's not going to appear for Simcha Sachag. For She'en Emet Adin Rudo Kolkach, Vod Kilo Et Emet Adin Azera Kodesh, and only then was it revealed to us The earliest sources of the Jabbar and Zayah, the Yachashiv is the importance of Hashanah Rabbah. And the third example he gives is in Kippur Kotel. He said something which was, for much of history, people knew very little about or heard of it. Even today, it's something which is slowly becoming more popular. And you got it right, because not only there is, it wasn't necessary. One Yom Kippur per year was enough. When unfortunately the Zedarist, there was a realization that probably we need more than just one Yom Kippur per year. And therefore they were miscalled to us, they revealed to us a concept that really Erev Rosh Chodesh also has a Bechina of Yom Kippur. And you could scream by yourself, Bar Hashem, and Hashem Olakim, exactly as done by Yom Kippur. And how chashuv, how important that is, that it changed one's entire month, entire year. And when you see this with Yaakov, it shows us something so incredible in terms of the Teres HaNister. That so much of Teres HaNister was hidden by the Zohar. And much of it is still hidden by the Zohar. And Chazal, and then beyond that, the person of each door has to decide how much and how little to reveal to us. Of Teres HaNister. And as we've seen, by all the sources we went through, some of it came through the Beis Yosef, some came through Mishabura, the Magen Avraham. And in each Teres HaNister, I never decided, let's reveal one more bit of Teres HaNister, because this is what the door needs. And how much we can make a change and enhance our witness Hashem. As Rav said, this is all part of the coming closer to Mashiach. It's part of numerous parts of this concept that as we get closer and closer to the Ne'ah Gehula, Teres HaNister is going to become much more part of the fabric of our everyday life. And that means if we want to connect to the Gehula, to the concept of all that Mashiach is going to bring to us, and there's so many things there's no understanding of. Well, Augustine and Sharon Bart, is way beyond our ability to comprehend. But every drop that's been revealed to us is one more level of connection to that world. And that means we have the ability to enhance our awareness of Hashem through further connections to that world. And I encourage all of us, myself certainly, to find more ways to connect to that world. Some of the rules of halacha is the foundation of everything. But beyond that, at another level of connection to certainly the Teres HaNister and the Yom Kippur, which is coming here via Nehru, the more that we connect, the more that we have the ability to find ways of connection to that world, can bring ourselves so much more into the world of the Eishna, the world of the Kodesh Baruch, which is so deep and so beyond our comprehension, we have no understanding of. And through the Teres HaNister is all about the world of the Kodesh Baruch, the world that we have no understanding of, but the world that we try to connect to as much as possible every single day. May Zer Hashem show us the source of the ability to come closer and closer. The world of Kodesh Baruch Hu, the world of Teres HaNister, to our Avoda in the Inyan, enhancing our Avodas Hashem, because of the Zecher, the ultimate Nister, the ultimate Gula, which is going to come in the revelation of all the Nister, here being Amen. Thank you.